It's the X's and O's.
Henny will throw it. Pumps, and he's sacked. Brought down by Watt. JJ with the sack.
It's the radio shows.
I was like, I think I'll be all right. And Dr. Lowe's like, no, you're not going to be all right. So
it's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM.
This is the time when you really have an opportunity to exercise your faith and really be thankful for things.
It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now. Texans Weekly is brought to you in part by M&G Bank, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Now, here's your host, Patti Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special Thanksgiving edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patti Smith, and it's special this week because while the Houston Texans are kind of trying to get past that disappointing loss against the Jacksonville Jaguars, we have reeled in some big names on this show. Aside from our usual visit with General Manager Rick Smith, we will visit with the president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Roots. And to start things off, we head out to the Verizon Wireless Show and check in with Brian Cushing.
Brian, how is it going today?
It's going well.
It's great to have you on with us, and we appreciate you being in. I know you're busy with the rehab and recovery and all of that. Where are you at right now with that physically, Brian? What can you tell us?
Well, I just started weight bearing, so that was a big step, and really, you know, anywhere between 4 and 6 weeks, my doctor, Dr. Andrews, wanted me to start kind of walking, getting a good feel about where I am right now, and I think we'll see really good positive results when we get that x-ray, and then in 2 weeks I'll go visit him.
Did he do the surgery the last time?
He did.
Okay, so you guys know each other very well now.
Very well. He did that.
Christmas
and,
cards.
I think two other ones on top of that, so 4 surgeries total I've done with him.
I've known a few people that have gone into his office. It's mind-boggling when you look at how long he's been doing it.
Yeah.
Some of the guys he's done.
Yeah, when you look back at I guess his resume of guys, but, you know, he is the guy that started Tommy John. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's where he kind of got put on the map and everything. That's what started just the whole connection with him and players. And, for tons of years, guys been going there, and you look at the pictures on the wall and just all the people that have been there and just the results. It was just one of those things that I've been there a couple times, unfortunately, but he's helped every single time.
Well, unfortunately, of course, but also fortunate in the sense of you knew what to expect. You knew, you know, what to do from here.
Yeah.
You got to feel a little bit more confident about that.
I do. You know, and he's a very assuring person and tells, you know, basically flat out how it is and what it's going to be like. And, you know, having dealt with him in the past years, especially last year going through the roughest injury of my career. And, he just put it out there for me exactly how it was going to be and kind of fell into plan just like that. So
I couldn't imagine. I mean, because we're, whether in the booth or in the stands or watching on TV, we're like, oh, not again.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't imagine being the guy that says that.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, especially when you're in that moment where you really hope you didn't just tear your ACL again.
Yeah.
You know, and you're staring up into the sky and you're just wondering and, you know, they're checking your knee out and you feel something different.
Right.
And, I guess the pain, why it hurt so much more this year was because it was a break. You know, as opposed to last year, just a clean tear, and I felt fine. And, you know, I walked up the field.
It was kind of loose. And
I was like, I think I'll be all right. And Dr. Lowe's like, no, you're not going to be all right. So,
and he could tell right away.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing, Patti Smith, who, you know, from Fox Sports Southwest, she does a lot of our shows, she tore hers.
Yeah.
And she said that he just looked at it and kind of moved it around and said, ACL.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said, I've done enough of these where I know. Without x-rays or anything.
Yeah, there's one test really to see if it's – it's the big ligament, so it holds your whole knee together.
Yeah,
you know,
and the amount of movement.
If there's a lot of movement, you know, it's not a good sign. And last year, and obviously that was the first thing we checked for this year. And, he kept saying, you know, it looks all right, which was, obviously a huge sigh of relief. But, unfortunately, I had the break and the LCL, so.
Well, let's get into this a little bit. Here we are, Brian, and I know it's got a – obviously, the injury itself, the rehab, all of that hurts, but I know it hurts you most of all that you can't help your team right now snap out of this funk that they're in with the 9-game losing streak.
Yeah, it does, you know, and it's completely opposite, like, of last year. You know, last year I'm watching them, they're on a roll, and, you know, I'm helpless as well, you know, and at the end, home stretch – with that last 4 games, you know, kind of give up home field advantage, same kind of feeling, you know, just wish I could do something, be out there at least, you know, and it's kind of hard to tell guys something when you're not playing and you're not practicing every day out there with them, you know, what you see differently that can maybe help them. And, you know, even though I've been there before and play with them and practice with them, it's still just you miss a week or you miss a season. It's a weird feeling.
A lot of fans don't understand that, and you actually feel like you're almost disconnected from the team again.
Yeah, it's exactly it. Yeah. You know, and it's a strange feeling. You know, it's something you don't want. You know, but when you're not in the meetings every day with them, you know, when you're not at breakfast coming at the same time, and yeah, you feel like you're on a completely different team. You know, you feel like you're all by yourself, and you know, you have a completely different relationship with the trainers. You hardly see your linebacker coach anymore, and it's just it's strange, you know. But you just try to stay as close to players as you can, you know. And on top of it, I'm not even allowed on the sideline yet because I was still on crutches until you know, these past 2 days.
So what have you done? Whomever Sharpton, you know, all these guys in the middle.
Yeah, just trying to tell them what I see, but you know. I wish I could be there on the sideline, but now I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm walking again, and I think that'll help a little. I'm not guaranteeing a win or anything, but I mean, you know, I think it will definitely help just to be on the sideline, talk to the guys, defense, and whatever I see maybe can help.
We don't know what's going to happen moving forward. Nobody does except the big boss. But I think it's safe to say there will be changes, whatever those changes might be.
Yeah.
How do you balance that with the team, you know, at hand, the things at hand, and just trying to get to next season, get through this season, get to next season, and keep playing, because things are going to be different. We don't know what it is, but something will be different.
Well, you know, I think just day by day, that's, you know, all we can do right now is really take things day by day. You know, we got a pretty good football team coming in here this week, so obviously it's important for us to go out and try to win that football game. And I think that's just the most important thing, is just to win these last couple football games, you know, and really have some pride, you know, show that we are not a 2-9 football team, because I think everyone really knows that we aren't. But, you know, that's not what our record says. And obviously we need to just win these last couple games, take things day by day, take things slow, you know, and just control things we can control. And that's just playing games.
So, Brian, here you are, a dad, and you get to spend more time. That's one of the little tiny silver linings here. You get to spend more time with the family right now than you would have normally during football season. How's it going with your boy? Let's get Brian's mic back up. All right.
Good. It's going really well. I mean, you know, second year in a row, but I mean, it's been incredible, honestly. Yeah. You know, I mean, I've been able to spend a tremendous amount of time with him, you know, that in critical moments that I really, you know, wouldn't have, you know, had I been healthy. So, I mean, these past 2 years and year watching him, you know, grow up has been awesome. So he's a year and maybe 6 weeks now. So walking, running, doing everything. I mean, he's
lifting
a terror already. So.
Does the ropes?
Yeah, has a little baby tire. He's lifting up the tires.
He's lifting some things.
You've got to do that.
What's his box jump best? Right?
You've got to do a little workout video with him. I mean,
that's Texans.com, man. Come on.
You're right, John. I need you.
I'm an idea man.
See, that's what it is. We got a video coming up here with Brian Cushing's son.
Jumping on a little box.
Yeah. You know, and John's been a father for a very long time.
Hey.
All right. And I, for a very short time, me. But let me ask you, how has this changed you being a dad?
You know, I think you just appreciate a lot more things, you know, and you know, extremely happy to go home every day. And, you know, and when you're away from your son, you see other, you know, kids, you miss them a lot. And, you know, you just want to kind of just, you know, cherish all those moments and be with him as much as you can. That's the biggest thing with me. You know, I always just want to be with him.
I always told people, I mean, obviously I played football only to the high school level, but loved the game, obviously. I always told people, I'll let them make their own decision on football.
Yeah.
One did, one didn't. Yeah. But the one that did, man, it's a different – I mean, are you looking forward, or what are your thoughts? Because every time he stepped on the field, the first thing I did is make sure he got up.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell him what happened to the one
he
that
tore
did.
His ACL his senior year. They were a playoff team, starting fullback, ACL done senior year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things I get the question all the time, you know, will you let him play? And, you know, I'm kind of up in the air right now as to, you know, whether I want him to or not. You know, I'm not sure, and maybe I'll let the decision – you know, be up to him. But at the same time, you know, when I kind of think about him, I kind of always think about him obviously playing football and whatnot.
Right.
And I'm sure he's going to want to. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll just, you know, let the decision be up to him. So we'll see.
I'll tell you, you look at the game entirely different.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, before it's like, you know, kill him, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Now it's like, just get up.
Yeah.
Just get up.
Yeah, be safe. Yeah, with your son. I can imagine.
And be sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to find out each and every week which Verizon Wireless location and which player will be there on Tuesdays. We have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, our regular visit with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now for our weekly visit, my favorite part of the show, General Manager Rick Smith. How are you? Fat and happy after a big Thanksgiving meal?
I am. I try to live in an attitude of gratitude, Patty. And so this time of year is always, it's fun for me because in the midst of a situation like we're in now, when things aren't going the way that you want them to go, this is the time when you really have an opportunity to exercise your faith and really be thankful for things. And so, you know, we spent a lot of time this week, you know, articulating the things that we're thankful for. And so it's a good time to spend with family and friends. And so, you know, while things aren't going the way that we want them to go on the field, you still got to be thankful, and we certainly are.
Is that something that you have an opportunity to, or is it not even, you know, I know you're talking about family in this particular case, but to kind of put that on the team as well, put that on your coaches and sort of have everybody sort of have that attitude here at Reliant as well?
Well, it's important when you are experiencing, you know, disappointment the way that we are, that you have to learn from the experience. If we don't learn anything from this experience, then we've done ourselves a disservice. And so what we're doing is we're analyzing and we're looking at why we're falling short and what can we do to right the ship. And so that's really what the main focus is at this point.
So what have you, I mean, if you can even sum it up or if you've come to any conclusions, what have you learned in this analyzation?
Well, that obviously we're not performing up to our abilities and we've got to figure out why. And so, you know, for me, you know, we talked a lot on this show about my role. And so it's a very supportive role during the course of a football season. This is, you know, one of the first weeks in a number of weeks that we haven't had to make a roster change, whether it was on the practice squad or on the 53-man roster. And so, you know, that's really what the main focus is during the season. And then once we are through the season, then we'll look back at more of a global picture, and I will probably be able to answer that a little bit better then.
Well, and not to certainly make excuses by any stretch, but can you ever even think of any time in your career anywhere where you've been where there's been just such a just weird circumstances, just the oddest thing? That's like week to week, it seems like it's just always something that you couldn't even dream up. You just can't make this stuff up.
Well, life is stranger than fiction. I think that's what people say, and certainly this year has been a challenging year and a difficult year that way. And you're right, some of the things that have happened to us are just unexplainable. But, you know, what we are charged to do is to find a way to work through those situations, and we haven't been successful at doing that, and that's what we've got to figure out.
Well, and I'm certainly not, you know, suggesting in any way, shape, or form that each and every week at this point, this team is not going out there and trying to win each and every game. But with playoffs now out of reach, from your standpoint as a GM, do you start looking differently at the draft, at what happens next year, as how you kind of replace and do some things differently?
Well, first of all, technically we're not out of the playoffs yet. And so my job doesn't change. My job is you know, it's all encompassing and it's year round. And so I am always focused on the draft. Our scouts left out of here in August working on the draft, and we have had you know, meetings with those guys. I've got a conference call tonight actually with our scouts about the draft. And so that stuff doesn't change for me. I've got to keep my eye focused both on the future and what's happening now. And so that's what we try to do. I've got a great team of men that work with me, men and women that work with us, in an attempt to make sure that we are, you know, bringing the best talent into the organization and managing the organization the right way. And that's something that we're focused on it now, that like we always are.
New England Patriots coming in this weekend. Just, you know, I'm sure you watched the game the other night against Denver. And Tom Brady, you don't even have to explain the talent he brings here, but just your thoughts as they come to Reliant on Sunday.
Yeah, and they're getting healthy. They're a football team that's immensely talented, obviously, and it starts with the head coach and the quarterback. And so whenever you've got a combination of men like that, like Tom Brady, you know, and Bill, you know, they're going to present problems for you. And what they do schematically, you know, it can be challenging. And so we've got to focus. We've got to have our best effort and try to find a way to right the ship some kind of way. We've obviously lost a number of games in a row. And so we've got to make sure that we are doing everything that we can do in an attempt to try to win a football game.
All right, well, good luck, and hopefully that happens this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Rick. We have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down and visit with the president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Root. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Weekly. As if having the general manager on the show was not enough. Boy, we reel in the big fish here. Joining me now is president of the Houston Texans, Jamie Roots. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Nice to be on the show.
Hope you're having a great holiday weekend. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on off the field with the Houston Texans. You guys are just above and beyond the call of duty, as always, reeling in the awards, and just recently were named once again one of the best places to work by the Houston Chronicle.
Oh, it was really special. I mean, we talk in terms of being armed for battle. We've got to attract the best. We've got to retain them, and we've got to maintain a workplace environment that's exceptional so that the best will want to be here. And fortunately, over a number of years, put all that in place. Last year, recognized by the Houston Business Journal as one of Houston's best places to work. This year, Houston Chronicle, very proud of our folks, because certainly they're the reason why we got this award.
What goes into that? I mean, I'm sure you don't, and maybe you do. I don't know. You sit down at the beginning of the year and say, okay, let's see how we can make this, and you know, one of the best places for employees to work. We want to win these awards. I doubt it. Knowing how this organization works, you guys do care about your people. But, well, you know, what do you think goes into that?
Well, it started maybe 6 or 7 years ago. We said, in a marketing bent, you know, it's figuring out what people want and giving it to them. So we did the same thing with our employees, and we started an annual survey. What are you looking for the workplace environment? What do we have and what are we missing? And then fix that. And then every year try to make it a better place to work in terms of the quality of life component, our Texans Fit programs, our focus on innovation, communication, making sure everybody understands what our plan is and what role they play in that, and then celebrating our successes and making sure that everybody feels rewarded for the hard work that they put in. And over time, if you get better every day, every week, every month, every year, eventually you can achieve the kind of success that we have.
Well, I'm not even actually a Texans employee, a Fox employee, but being a partner, we actually feel the love as well. You guys are great to everybody you come in contact with, and it does show. So congratulations on that. But you mentioned marketing. Yeah. You also won a ProMax Marketing Award.
Yeah, it was for it was Just Cause Award for our Pink Out last year. We've always had an initiative around breast cancer awareness. So you look across sports, just about every team and every league has something regarding it. So it was really special for Houston, Houston Texans, and our Texans fans to be spotlighted as the best of the best in America. And the thing that tipped the scales was our Pink Out on national television, our fans standing in unison against breast cancer, recognizing people that they may have been impacted, people they may have lost. And so we're really proud for the community, for the organization, and certainly most importantly for our fans to be recognized that way.
Obviously, the team on the field in the season hasn't gone anywhere close to your expectations and where you wanted, but knowing what you're doing off the field and within the organization and in the community, does that sort of help take a little bit of the sting out of some of this other stuff that's going on right now?
Well, you know, everybody feels it. Everybody feels it in the community, you feel it in the organization, and the challenge that we have, and fortunately we've got great people working in this organization that care deeply across the board about what's important to us, so you have to get your mind right because, okay, so we're seeing challenges on the field, we're working hard to correct those, but there are three imperatives of this organization: win championships, create memorable experiences, and do great things for Houston. Those other two, we can absolutely excel despite what happens on the field, and so our attitude's got to be right. The game experiences that we deliver from here through the balance of the season are going to be off the charts as they've always been, and we're going to continue to make Houston a better place for all of us to enjoy.
Tell us before I let you go about some of the other upcoming events, specifically college football.
Related. College football has been a big deal for us. So we just recently announced the Advocare Texas kickoff for 2015, which will be Texas A&M and Arizona State following the LSU-Wisconsin game next year. The bowl game, we're preparing for it at the end of this month, Big Ten and the Big 12. And then next year we'll move into a six-year relationship, Big 12 SEC, and that's going to be really special. Again, another way we can make Houston a better place for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, great job. Thank you for all that you do here and in the community. And most importantly, thanks for stopping by here.
Thank you, Patty.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. We have to take a time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. We'll wrap things up when we come back.
Texans Weekly has been brought to you in part by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Well, this is usually the part of the show where we head out to the Houston Texans Grill and check in with Antonio Smith. But as I mentioned, it is a special holiday show, and our Drew Doherty had a little fun with some cheerleaders.
A brunette, a blonde, they're squaring off. And the first question is, where did the first Thanksgiving take place? She got the bell first. Which one was it?
New York City.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Plymouth Colony, which is today's Massachusetts.
What year was the first Thanksgiving celebrated?
I'm going to guess it's 1493. I don't know.
1493 is incorrect, Kelly?
1942? 1621.
Ooh, she's on a roll. Kayla is rolling. Now, the Pilgrims landed in America on what ship?
The Mayflower.
Yes. The very first Thanksgiving lasted how long?
3 days.
Good job. You're back in it. Which U.S. president is... You don't even know what I'm going to say. Which U.S. president established Thanksgiving as a national tradition?
Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. What's the name of a male turkey?
Tom.
Tom Turkey it is. Every year on Thanksgiving Day, there's a parade in New York City.
Yes, I do. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yes.
Macy's, of course, what? Is the store.
Yes.
Turkey call. Go.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
You didn't ring your bell.
The Russian judge says yes. The Swedish judge says yes.
No.
Liberia, yes. And Mozambique, they all say yes. So I'm sorry, Kayla.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving and the rest of your holiday weekend. Be sure to tune in on Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Countdown Live as we get you ready for the big matchup against the New England Patriots. And then be sure to flip back over to Fox Sports Southwest after the game for Texans Wrap Live. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hey, let's go have some fun today, man. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it up and turn it out, man.
We do our thing for 60 minutes as an offense.